things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. The FBI is vetting all 25,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration Wednesday.
Defense officials are worried about some type of insider attack by service members involved in securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says he's seen no evidence of any threats, adding the vetting hasn't flagged any issues.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. It's reported that President-elect Biden plans to shut down a planned oil pipeline from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Canadian News Network, the CBC, says sources tell them President-elect Biden's going to put the kibosh on Keystone. Quack, quack. Proponents had said it would cut oil prices and create jobs. Quack, quack. Environmentalists say it's a disaster waiting to happen. Native American groups spent months protesting against Keystone, saying it would destroy tribal water sources.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Price of gas is already going higher.
And Leon's getting larger.
And that's it. This is the William Tell Wake Up at 6:08.
Break your mother!
Greetings, it's Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos here. My subordinates have informed me that users are having a difficult time canceling Amazon Prime. I say deleting Prime would be inconsequential. We deliver your frickin' packages in 2 frickin' days at no frickin' charge. But if you really must cancel, it's really simple, with only 6 easy steps. I won't be angry. It's not like I'm going to slowly dip you into hot magma. Oh, what am I saying? Just pay the frickin' $15 to my evil corporation, Amazon, which is on its way to making trillions. Or even better, billions.
Podcast is brought to you live.
Get up, okay?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
Get up.
So nice of you to grace us with your presence.
You seem happy this morning.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
Monday.
Do we have a state-of-the-art broadcasting facility?
I know what you're thinking, and the answer is yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
Let's start the show.
I don't work Mondays.
Everybody on their feet.
It's showtime.
No wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, but we did have chili cheese omelet this morning.
I hear barks and burps.
I have no idea how that's happening. Okay, what did you feed him this morning? Firecracker, dog cereal?
He's a live wire this morning.
He's true.
Here, go get that ball.
go get that ball. Go get the ball.
See, I like having two balls because then I go get the other ball. And
I've
I don't
always enjoyed having two myself.
Let's do the weather.
Show us balls.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Yeah, but are they yellow like his?
No, thank goodness, too. I mean, jaundice.
Sunshine today on this MLK holiday. Nice day today with a high temperature around 57, 58. That's exactly normal for this time of the year. Clear, cold, near freezing tonight. We'll be around 32 by dawn. We're in that neighborhood now. Tomorrow, sunshine. The warming trend begins. We like that word, those words. 64 is your high tomorrow. Low to mid-60s on Wednesday. Showers likely Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the low 60s then. And much milder nights. Do we like that? Sure we do. Right now this morning, Prattville 27, Maxwell 29. It's 34 out at Danley Field at 613.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
At 30 minutes past the top of the hour.
Hi, Jay.
Today's. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Greg. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's good.
Go ahead. We have a little challenge here this morning. We have, like, two cases of cookies.
I saw that. That's, who's, how you, do you have a secret?
Yeah.
Do you meet somebody at midnight in an alley?
A dealer, yeah.
That's from Jerry.
Yeah, but I buy those.
You take them home?
No, but I think if you could use 30 boxes of great Christmas cookies and cupcakes, give us a call at 272-9228. We're happy to help you out those. And so today is one of those days. It's like anything government related closed.
MLK at holiday, so the banks will be closed. There's some celebrations downtown at Dexter. No. There are celebrations, but they are virtual this year, like everything else.
Yeah.
It's virtual.
I guess there's a police presence downtown, too, and some roads may be closed.
I saw some blocked-off roads on the TV a little while ago. Yeah.
Meanwhile, there seems to be a little controversy over the fact... Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get into that a little bit later. I'm just not in the mood yet. I'll get Jay settled in so he can strap in and be ready. So why don't we get our local news at 6:14 and then come right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public School officials are moving two schools in the downtown area to virtual learning ahead of possible protests leading up to the inauguration. Baldwin Middle Magnet and Floyd Middle Magnet will be virtual Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Barricades are set up around the Capitol complex in downtown Montgomery ahead of possible protests leading up to Inauguration Day. Montgomery City offices will be closed to the public Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow night's City Council meeting has also been canceled. Montgomery County offices will be closed on Wednesday. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 130,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Alabama's total case count is now over 336,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And with any giant project, there's going to be controversies and debates on certain aspects as they roll out the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I personally, I'm really not worried about getting it.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm not, you know... I don't think anybody should be forced to take it.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to my doctor, my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, and get his opinion on it. I know he's taken it. He's in the medical field, and He did fine. He did fine. But the flap is in New Jersey, where they are prioritizing smokers.
I heard about that the other day.
Not ahead of everybody else. They're just higher up on the...
Because of the respiratory...
Which flies in the face of a study that we brought from France. I think it was last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Smokers were less inclined to get it.
I remember you saying that.
Because not even the coronavirus can survive in all that tar. I think that's the theory.
Hey, so how are you doing? Are you have you stopped smoking?
Not completely, but I've done 7 consecutive shows without lighting a cigarette, which is progress.
Yeah. But don't you do about 7 shows a day?
Hmm? Yeah, I have 2 here and 5 others that I stop by and do. No, this is great. In fact, I'm confident. Maybe by the end of the month, I will stop and just switch to these non-carcinogenic.
Chase was in here on Saturday, Jay.
Yeah.
And comes up with a syringe or something in his mouth. I don't know what that was all about.
And he had one of these, too.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is a little squeaky ball. Rich loves squeaky balls. What?
Well, Chase doesn't have any. Daddy had to take him on that ride. It's an awful thing to do to your son. And it sounded like this.
That's his new bark, by the way.
That's even funnier.
So anyway, here is a song that sums up the smoker. Now, this is in New Jersey.
Okay.
Not anywhere else. So we're out of the loop on this one. But there's a good song for the occasion.
Do you want to get vaccinated as soon as possible so you can go out and do the things like you did before the pandemic ruined everything? Well, I got some bad news about who's in line to get it next. And it ain't essential workers. I'm mad about it. Waiting for the vaccine, wanna get a shot. Give it to the teachers first, nurses and docs. Old people next, but I'm getting screwed. They're letting nicotine addicts jump the queue. Smokers get the vaccine. Smokers get the vaccine. Prioritizing those cigarette smoking fools.
See, they got to get the shot in there too. Those cigarette smoking fools. Nobody ever said. No smoker says, "Hey, this is a bright idea."
No, no, I would never heard that.
Yeah. And you know, we've basically been pushed into a corner of society, like, you know, the dregs. And because we're, and I guess it's appropriate, of course, we're limited to where we can do it so that we don't breathe it into somebody else's lung system.
I remember when broadcast facilities used to allow that.
Once
upon a time.
So one of these days you got to come over, we're going to pull out that old Rubbermaid tub, and I got some video stuff we can watch. And every time they were in my studio, sometimes they would show a single shot of my ashtray, which was piled with butts.
Right.
That's just the way it was. But we also pay a lot of taxes per pack. So we're filling your potholes.
You would not believe
Give us some respect.
What it costs in the state of California now, a pack of cigarettes.
It's pretty ridiculous everywhere when you think about it. And the waste, you know. Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm at. Because I could switch to these and save $70 a week.
Sure.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, think about that over a year.
Now, on the other hand, I also say, you know, okay, not a good habit to have, but in a way they kind of kept me alive because they were my stress release, just like somebody else's beer or shot, which is not necessarily a health food, helps them. Going to take a quick break. Our TV topic today is optimism about 2021. Do we have it?
No.
But we weren't asking you.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors. and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
By the way, it is 6:23. Heading to infusion anytime soon?
I have infusion. I have cryo skin on Thursday. Usually,
might be joining you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm due, and I'll tell you with the riding the bike. Get the bike twice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Into those bitter conditions you set up.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how you were doing it. Some of those days it was so windy and.
I think you get twice the benefit because your body's got to try and keep you warm,
mm-hmm.
and then you're still doing the exercise at the same time. Good. Does that make sense to you, Jay?
Yes. You're going to love today, then, and tomorrow especially.
But Krauskin's a way to get rid of what we call the hard lard.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you're off today,
yep.
Fusion will be open. Call them at 296-1662. Go over and consult with Ryan Turner or any of the great staff. The ever so awesome and lovely Lori about all the ways they can help your life. Pick up your energy, burn more calories with IVs that feature amino acids that stimulate your metabolism. Got chronic pain issues, they've got a bunch of solutions for that, like laser therapy, cryotherapy, and so much more. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com and jumpstart your life and hit your goals for 2021. That's what I say.
I love it.
And it does work. They can take an inch off your waist in that first cryoskin session. So, in spite of everything, are we more optimistic? That is our topic on TV, and we expect to be joining them shortly. I wish we had some kind of
countdown
music or something.
To join them, rejoin them.
They just start talking.
What that's called?
80% of Americans are feeling good about 2021, hoping that things will actually start to get a little better. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
I think we're all...
Sounding very optimistic over there.
We're glad that 2020 is over, but I think the first quarter of 2021 is probably still going to be maybe a little challenging, but I think it will get better. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. It'll get better when I can get back to my traveling, I think.
Oh, God. That's what I miss.
That's kind of when I know it'll be over with.
Jay, what's on the top of your travel list for when we're able to travel again?
I got to get back to Seattle. I miss Seattle. I got to get back to Seattle.
It was kind of a messy year last year in Seattle.
It was a messy year last year. But yeah, I miss Seattle. San Antonio is another one that I enjoyed going to that I haven't been. So
I spend a lot. I'm going to San Antonio in 2024 because they'll have the full solar eclipse.
That's right. That's the next one.
I already have reservations.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I have to live until 2024 to be able to do that.
Well, let's hope you do.
Well, just don't be on any streets near buses. So.
Yeah, I've been avoiding those.
I go to the tropics once a year, except I didn't do it last year. You know, I'm looking at Turks, Caicos, maybe Cayman, maybe Aruba.
That's okay, Rich. The tropics came to us this year with all those hurricanes.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I didn't know they delivered, but they do. And going down to Miami, I used to live there.
You really? In the Miami area?
In Miami area.
Wow.
And I kind of had my fill of tropical weather over 25 years. Everybody thinks it's so hot here in July. Yeah. It's a terrarium down there. At the same time, it's hot and humid here.
I think people are going to feel more confident when more people are vaccinated. I think the confidence and travel will go up. People will get on airplanes again. What do you think?
Everybody wants their normal back.
Yeah.
They want to be able to live daily life like we did before all of this started 10 months ago.
I'm really interested to see how the cruise industry responds, because that's something that people will have a lot of memory of, these people who were stuck on these boats for such a long time when everything first got really bad. But like you said, with vaccinations and things returning to normal, you should be able to get on a cruise, but I just imagine people having that image stuck in their head for a while.
Honestly, Andrew, you'll never see me on another cruise. I have that image that you're saying. I mean, and even before the pandemic, there was people who got sick on cruises before.
Yeah, that's happened. You know,
that last one you were on, Rich, was the Titanic, and that didn't end very well. So.
You're a funny guy, Ryan.
I was lucky. We did a lot of radio station because I used to work in Miami.
Oh yeah.
So we did a lot of 4-day, 3-night things.
I'm hammered already.
I don't like being on something I can't get up and leave. You know, once you're on that ship and you're in the middle, you know, I want to go home. Well, you can't.
No.
You know, so you're kind of stuck. I was not a big fan of cruises.
I've maybe taken 3 or 4, but I don't see me on a cruise anytime soon. But I am looking forward to traveling. I traveled took 5 trips on an airplane in 2019.
Yes.
And nothing. Didn't go anywhere last year.
Right.
Except the Publix.
I've been everywhere I want to go. I'd rather drive to North Carolina this year. That's my big travel plan.
Well,
I want to see how sports come back.
Andrew, you did a lot of traveling in 2019, too. Didn't you go to the Rockies or something?
Yeah, my older brother lives in Yellowstone, so I visited him.
Wow.
He doesn't live in Yellowstone. He lives close to Yellowstone. He lives in Bozeman, Montana.
He
wants to move out off the grid, so maybe in a few years I'll be actually living with him in Yellowstone when I go visit. Did that.
Yeah.
Also went to Texas for my bachelor weekend in Austin.
Oh, that's right.
It was 2019 was a good year for travel, but then...
You remember that? Not a good weekend.
But is everybody planning to get the vaccine? I'm
in a hurry.
As soon as they give me the offer, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, as soon as it's available for me to take, I will take it.
I'm all for it. It's just waiting and watching waiting and watching.
Yep.
It's a waiting game.
Yep.
That is for sure. That is all the time we have this morning, guys. We will check back in with you tomorrow.
Great.
You guys
the vest looks great.
Have a great Monday.
You too.
See ya.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
What did Ryan say at the end there?
The vest looks great.
Oh!
The mask looks great.
Yeah, but my hair does not, with this stupid fluorescent lighting. Can't we get this fixed, boss?
Well, as soon as we get to the new studio downstairs, which will be any day now.
It'll also have fluorescent lighting down there, too. The whole building has fluorescent lighting.
I haven't heard any talk about it. Moving.
It is 6:30. You know, talk about travel. One way people got away this year was to get out on the open road, to get out to places you can't even travel by automobile, using products that they sell at Adams Motorsports. It was a huge, huge year. Once people realized that we were going to be going through a long-term limitation on activities and stuff like, you know, flying or even going to another city. They have no idea what the regulations are going to be, what you'd be allowed to do and not do. But when you're off-road on something by Polaris or Kawasaki, there are no rules, just safety rules. Obey those and enjoy. Adams Motorsports is closed on Monday because Terry likes his team, all of whom love using the products they sell, from motorcycles to scooters to the off-road products. And that gives them a two-day weekend to enjoy. Sunday and Monday, they're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 till 6 at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Their big challenge is getting product in, because when it comes in, they move it. By the way, the cool thing is the manufacturers have kept prices down and interest rates really, really low, and they buy down the credit standards. So if you're interested in making this wonderful change into the visceral world of outdoor excitement and transportation, this is the time to do it and get a good deal, too. Great service department at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Start your credit app for those single-digit interest rates at adamsmotorsports.com. 6:32, the timeline, coming up next.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a major accident on the Eastern Boulevard around Carmichael Road and I-85. If you are headed outbound from downtown on 85, exiting on the Eastern Boulevard, the accident's going to be right between the exit ramps and Carmichael. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Everywhere else, we're light to moderate this morning. We'll keep an eye on this, but use caution. Maybe avoid the area if at all possible. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. 8599.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:35 with the timeline for the 18th day of January, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
347 days left in 2021. This is the MLK Day holiday. And, of course, federal, state offices, banks are closed. In the broadcast business, this is a very special day we call Monday. And, by the way, it's Blue Monday. And it's called Blue Monday because of post-Christmas blues, cold, dark nights, and the arrival of unpaid credit bills in the mail. That's why it's Blue Monday today. This is Thesaurus Day.
Is there another word for thesaurus? Can you think of?
Thesaurus.
Thesaurus. And it's National Gourmet Coffee Day. On this date in 1778, Captain Cook reaches Hawaii, the first European to travel to the Hawaiian Islands. He sails past Oahu and 2 days later landed on Waimea on the island of Kauai and named the island the Sandwich Islands. Stayed at the Marriott. 233 years ago, 1788, the first British convicts arrive in Australia at Botany Bay. They established their penal colony. 1911, the first landing of an aircraft on a ship.
1911. Wow, that
would be scary.
Uh-huh. It would be scary. We were talking about that yesterday.
You know, I watched the making of Midway, which was simply amazing.
That really is cool, even if you don't like how they did it. It's amazing.
The blue screen, and the largest studio in North America is in Montreal, and they built a whole carrier.
Wow.
They spent a lot of money to make it right.
1919, post-World War I peace conference begins in Paris. 1943, the government declares a wartime ban on a sale of pre-sliced bread. Now, I guess they were worried about the additional wax paper used to wrap individual slices. So, from then on, only whole loaves were sold until the end of World War II. Interesting. 1948, Gandhi broke his 121-hour fast after halting Muslim-Hindu riots. He was assassinated 12 days later. This is the day in 1952, Curly from the Three Stooges died of a stroke at the age of 49. Real name is Jerome Howard. He was Moe and Shemp's brother. So Shemp was in the series first, and then Moe came along?
No, Shemp toured with Larry and Moe with a guy named Ted Healy. But Shemp wanted to be an actor on his own, and he does turn up in movies, and it's always weird when you see him. But when Shemp left to go on his own, that's when they brought in
Curly,
or who they nicknamed Babe, because he
who was the late brother. Guy, the real late guy that after Curly, there was another guy after. You remember
after Shemp?
Yeah, and no, after Shemp and after Curly, there was another guy.
It was Joe Derita.
Joe,
and another guy who looked like a big fat sissy. I can't remember his name. They all suck.
Oh, on this date in 1964, January 18th, Beatles made their U.S. chart debut with I Want to Hold Your Hand, entered the chart at number 45 just 10 days after release, making it the fastest-breaking, fastest-selling single in Capitol Records history. It went on to spend 7 weeks in the number one position. So, what do you say, because of this iconic piece of music history, what do you say we make it our song of the day? 3 weeks later, these guys performed on the Ed Sullivan Show. Did this song. How about some Beatles for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me,
she was 8 years old, and I guess you were about 12 years old, about that?
I have no memory of the Beatles as a kid.
Right.
No, I remember I would bowl on Saturday mornings, and the big challenge was trying to pick which Beatles song you wanted to play in the jukebox, because there were so many that were great.
Remember how many songs they would have in the top 10? I know a radio station in Cleveland that did a Beatles countdown every night. 46 years ago in 75, the Jeffersons debuted on CBS. Didn't we find out the other day, that's an All in the Family spinoff, and that All in the Family had the most spinoffs? So it was Jefferson the first spinoff, right? I think so. Moving on up.
Got the theme right here if you want it.
We can do that, sure.
Well, we're moving on.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deep.
Yeah, different show.
That was a fun era in television. Chico and the Man, all these shows that where people had fun with themselves.
I'm impressed that you actually had the song. Yeah. Normally you have a song, but it's usually parody. some parody right. thing and not the original.
That's the original.
Surprised you actually have the song.
I am too. On this date in 75, I remember hearing this song in the car. I was just, God, 75, so I was 20 years old. 19 years old, traveling from Memphis to Hattiesburg. Mandy, Barry Manilow, number one.
Got that one? Parody of it, I'm sure.
I do, but I can't remember what context it's in.
He sold 75 million records over the course of his career and wrote a lot of jingles.
Yeah.
That would be a fun conundrum someday or a game, you know, we could do Truth or Baloney on Barry Manilow's career writing commercials.
Be very easy to like, do that. Yes.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid's stuck on you, and McDonald's, I'm looking you deserve a break today.
The Monday songs to see if there's a Mandy Monday thing.
Mandy.
I seem to remember that, but I cannot find it.
And I love you tonight, oh Mandy. 1980, Studio 54 owner Steve Rubell and Ian Schrager sentenced to 3.5 years in prison and fined $20,000. Boy, some pretty wild stuff went on in Studio 54 without any policing. There was a lot of drugs done in there. 1985, speaking of drugs, Jerry Garcia arrested at Golden Gate Park. Get this. He's freebasing cocaine in the car at Golden Gate Park. Remember, crack don't smoke itself. 1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry arrested on a drug enforcement sting operation after he was videotaped smoking crack. Again.
I remember we were so shocked that the mayor of our nation's capital
Washington
was smoking crack.
And then they reelected him back to office.
And it's a tradition they continue today.
1991, The Wings of Man goes out of business. What am I talking about? What business was the Wings of Man?
Eastern Airlines.
Eastern Airlines shut down after 62 years on this date in 91.
That could have been avoided, too.
Really?
Yeah. Frank Borman was the chairman of Eastern.
That
was
right.
A Miami-based company.
The astronaut.
And I had a lot of friends that worked for Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, this is as far as we can go. It was with the engine mechanics union.
Oh, the unions.
And he said, as far as I can go, either take it or we're out of business. Jesse Jackson came in, stood with the striking workers, and says, no, we're not going to accept that. So they went out of business the next day.
They weren't absorbed by another airline, like it happens so often right now.
I'm sure some of the routes, you know, when an airline shuts down, the routes become available, and other airlines can buy those.
I got you.
But they're not part of, like, a bankruptcy sale.
Right.
Planes, you know, the airlines don't own their planes. They lease them.
Ah.
So,
like from Boeing or stuff like that, they leased the planes?
Yeah.
25 years ago in 1996, Lisa Marie Presley filed for divorce from Michael Jackson after 20 months of a weird marriage.
Yeah, that was.
2020, so 1 year ago today, Harry and Meghan give up their royal titles and are no longer working members of the royal families. But, on the other hand, they became billionaires.
Well, and
they are billionaires.
They're still... He's still friendly with his mom.
Hello, Queen.
Birthdays. Kevin Costner is 66. Elizabeth McGovern is 60. Actor Vin Diesel is 54. James Brolin is how old?
Oh, God. He's got to be in his mid-70s.
81 today.
81. Wow. Is he still married to B.S.?
I don't know.
Barbara Streisand?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, I got my high school yearbook photo somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said I looked like him because Marcus Welby was a thing at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Before he first became known. I'll let you decide.
You were saying the other day Marcus Welby doesn't show up anywhere on all those channels that replay movies.
Yeah, I've never seen that show make a comeback.
It's a copyright.
In a rerun.
Also born on this date, Oliver Hardy, Cary Grant, Danny Kaye, and Bozo the Clown. Real name is Bob Bell.
Is it true that Danny's middle name is starts with an F?
Danny. I don't know. We're 27 days till Valentine's Day. Spring begins in 61 days. SEC football in 229 days. And Christmas is 341 days away. That's your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Today, if you're off and you've been putting off getting your car taken care of, service, tires rotated, all the basics, fundamentals, why not stop by one of Don Duncan's three locations and get her done? You know, they serve all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison. You can sit and wait one of their very entertaining waiting areas, or drop your car off. If you need to be taken somewhere else while they're working on your vehicle, they can arrange that. Just let them know. Order it up. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. And when the service is done, and they do everything, they check your fluids, make sure that there's no leaks under the hood, oil is changed, and so forth. They vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing us. And by the way, they're available to do more sophisticated repairs as well at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations, with real wholesale pricing on all your favorite name brand tires.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
We're in the upper 20s in a couple of spots this morning, and I think there'll be one more morning, tomorrow morning, when we're right around the freeze mark. But then temperatures are going to moderate quite a bit, so this will be the end of this current string of very cold mornings. Sunshine today, nice day on this MLK holiday with a high temperature around 57, 58. That is actually normal for this time of the year. Clear, cold tonight. We'll be near freezing, right around 32 by dawn tomorrow. And by the way, dawn, sunrise was 2 minutes ago. I just thought I'd mention that. Sunshine tomorrow. The warming trend begins with a high temperature up to about 64. Oh, boy. I know a dog that's going to get a lot of walking in the park tomorrow. Well, and today, too. Low to mid-60s on Wednesday. Rain chances are under 20%, but not zero Wednesday. Showers are likely Thursday and Friday, back to the low 60s, and much warmer nights. Right now this morning, 27 Prattville, 29 at Maxwell. It's 34 now at Danley Field at 649.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have both convoluted intros ready for random facts.
At this hour?
Yes.
Wow.
That'll be coming up next hour at Food Outlet yesterday. There's some great specials to tell you about. Mm-hmm. And you can win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate by playing and winning our pop quiz question. That will take place around 7:35. Traffic.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a major accident on the Eastern Boulevard right at I-85. The accident vehicles are scattered across the westbound lane. So if you are headed from Vaughn Road to I-85 as you approach Carmichael Road, you're going to have a lot of emergency vehicles in that intersection. We've got accident vehicles scattered from the roadway down onto the edge of the road. Use caution there. Maybe avoid that area if you can this morning. Everywhere else around the city, we're light to moderate this morning. We will keep you updated. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, it's called Death of a Murderer. Phil Spector passed away at the age of 81.
Famous for the Wall of Sound.
Yes. In fact, we have some Wall of Sound samples from when Phil Spector was a highly respected music producer.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, he became famous.
A lot of producers tried to imitate and learn from Phil Spector before he started killing people.
Yeah, by the
started killing people. And he had all weird hair too.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
He was definitely a weird one.
Yeah, he did work with the Beatles on Let It Be.
Is that right? I believe that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Ronettes, Crystals, I Can Tame the Turmoil, and many others. His career was derailed in 1974 when he was very close to being killed in a car wreck in Hollywood. In February 2003, he met actress Lana Clarkson at a club. They went back to his mansion. There, he shot her in the mouth, killing her. She was only 40. He had a history of pulling out guns to threaten people, both in the studio.
Really?
And in private.
He was a nutcase.
Yeah.
But a genius, too.
He tried to claim that she committed suicide. A chauffeur also testified that Spector came out of the house holding a gun with blood in his hands and said, "I think I killed somebody." He was eventually convicted. Now, that happened in 2000. Eventually convicted 6 years later of murder, sentenced to 19 years to life. He would have been first eligible for parole in 2024. In his final interview, said he was tortured, had devils inside that fight him after his death. His ex-wife, Ronnie Spector, said he was a brilliant producer, but a lousy husband.
He got COVID 4 weeks ago, was in the hospital, was taken back to the prison, then had breathing problems, and was rushed back to the hospital and died in the hospital.
That's, I mean, there's a guy that tasted the world from both sides, man. You know, lived the rich life and ended up in a 9x7 cell. I think Chase wants to talk sports.
I think so.
Yesterday, it looked like the Browns were going to get humiliated, but Patrick Mahomes, their star quarterback, got concussed, and the Chiefs had to hang on to win a 22-17 game.
Browns had a chance.
Now, with the concussion protocols, it's not known if Mahomes will play in the game against Buffalo next weekend. Buffalo moved on.
The Bills.
Packers beat the Rams, for those who still care about the NFL. So there's two interests in this to me from just a sentimental standpoint, and I won't watch either one of these games. I just kind of would like to see the Bills get back to the Super Bowl and maybe win one.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady. Look, you know, he leaves New England. How did New England do this year without Tom? Not too well.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to retire. No.
I think Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks, they could beat Green Bay. New Orleans is out. Word is that Drew Brees is going to retire at the age of 40. A lot of these guys, man, played deep into their 40s in that game. That's kind of...
Yeah, he just turned 42 the other day. Is that right?
Charles Barkley is taking heat. He's always known to say what's on his mind. He's getting backlash on social media for arguing professional athletes should get priority for the COVID vaccine. He said there are 300 million shots. Give 1,000 to some NBA players, NFL players, hockey players. As much tax as these players pay, they deserve preferential treatment. I don't know if the amount of taxes you should pay should be connected to how quickly you should get the shot.
I think he was saying that, you know, sports is, we need sports right now, and maybe the professional player should be. I don't necessarily agree with him, but I think that's what he was saying.
Well, you know, getting, we talked about this on TV. Everybody wants their normal back. I don't know that we're ever going to see it again.
Yeah.
Submit, behave, and obey. Thank you, Chase, for agreeing with me. And that's what dogs are supposed to do. This story just ended the News Talk newsroom. Jennifer Love Hewitt admitted that she once leaked breast milk in a restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jessica Alba spies on her kids during homeschools. You could see how deep into the dregs. Let's see. Hugh Grant doesn't remember what happens with his character in Love Actually.
Hmm. He doesn't?
You guys like that movie.
Yeah, I watched it this past holiday season, whatever.
I'll usually pop it on twice a year.
10 best TV reboots of all time. Eh. We'll skip it. For Betty White's 99th birthday party yesterday, her Hot in Cleveland co-star Valerie Bertinelli showed some Betty bloopers. And... see anything else here? Oh, the release of Godzilla vs. Kong has been moved up by 2 months from May to March.
Yeah.
And that brings us to our weekend box office.
And number one.
Top grossing movie, The Marksman, that raked in an enormous $3.2 million.
Wow. That's number one.
The Croods came in number two with $2.8 million. And Wonder's Woman is a turd with $2.4 million.
News of the World. I've seen a trailer on that one.
What is that one?
That's Tom Hanks. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Let me guess. He plays Edward R. Murrow. I mean, he plays everybody. He's Sully. He's Mr. Rogers. He's...
he's out west. And
James Lavelle.
He finds this little girl that was abducted by the Indians, or Native Americans. And anyway.
One of these days, I'm going to... go over to Dan Black, get my videos transferred. It'll probably show up in those, too. If you have... many lessons learned the hard way over the last year. If you have found that having your medications inside a box store...